What you are hearing is the inevitable sound of change happening to this frequency.
And it is the 15th of April, 2021. My name is Stu Peters. Welcome to Patriotically Correct Radio. Today on the program, we have a packed show once again. We're going to talk to Maryam Hamid. Now, nobody has broken down or studied or investigated the death of George Floyd, the trial of Derek Chauvin, or the goings-on in Minneapolis, the connections between Ilhan Omar and Keith Ellison, the connections between George Floyd and Derek Chauvin, between George Floyd and Amy Klobuchar, between George Floyd and Hollywood. More than Maryam Hamid has done, she's been following this trial like you wouldn't believe. She's live, boots on the ground, and she's going to join us to dissect what really happened, the truth that they don't want you to know about the death of George Floyd, and what really happened here on the streets of Minneapolis that led up to the trial of Derek Chauvin. We also have another incident in Brooklyn Center now where a police officer has been arrested. She's been charged with manslaughter after what appears to be an accidental shooting of a 20-year-old black home-invading violent criminal thug with a gun. He's depicted himself in many pictures carrying firearms, selling drugs, all those things. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. Let's see, who else do we got today? Deanna Lorraine will go back-to-back with me in action-packed shots fired. We will also have Laverne Spicer. Now, she's down in Florida. She has successfully fed over a million families and put roofs over their heads and all kinds of stuff. She's a community activist from the Miami-Dade area who is now doing the most patriotic thing possible. She is running for a U.S. congressional seat out of District 24 in the Sunshine State of Florida. Also, we will talk with Patrick Howley from National File. Breaking news today, the radical Democrats, the progressive communists, including Jerry Nadler, have now confirmed that it is their intent to pack the Supreme Court. 13 justices is what they are looking for. Jerry Nadler says that that seems to be a good number, and we will have audio from him as well as the border czar. Kamala Harris has been named in charge of the border. We're going to go to her as she continues to laugh about her trip to the border, going to Mexico. Now she's going to Guatemala instead to encourage the continued alien invasion that is really happening right here in the United States. But first, we check in with the guy who tells us what all of this means to our wallet, how this is going to impact our future and our retirement, what we're going to leave for our kids and grandkids, Carlos Cortez Jr. of Cortez Wealth Management. Sir, how are you? Welcome to Patriotically Correct.
Hey, Stu, thanks for having me.
I'm sorry to be a bubble. Yeah. I don't want to be a bubble burster or a Debbie Downer, but these are really the things that are going on in America on the 15th of April, 2021.
Hey, I'm glad I don't have to worry about taxes today. We have another 30 more days till next month, this time next month. But, you know, it's funny on Kamala and everything that you said. None of that. She wouldn't have to be in Guatemala or Central America had they not let these knuckleheads come in.
That's right. Yeah. Well, they're encouraging it. They're encouraging it for the votes, obviously. We're looking at the stock market again booming today. This is another false flag. I'm telling you. When a Democrat gets in, somebody specifically that's looking at gun control, what is the first thing that you see all over the news? Mass shootings. When they're talking about racism, what is the first thing that you see? A bunch of white cops allegedly killing, hunting down, and murdering unarmed black men, right? When you see more and more about Hispanics and the border, what do you see? You see a crisis at the border that's now being ignored. When we talk about the COVID pandemic, you get shut down, you get silenced, you get suppressed, you get your platform deleted. When you talk about the side effects of the vaccine, all of the big dark secrets are starting to come to light. Thank you to Donald J. Trump for the Great Awakening. By the way, we will talk also with Peter Ticton. He is a highly respected, very prolific Florida attorney who also went to high school with Donald J. Trump, served in the military with President Donald Trump, and he will join us today on Patriotically Correct as well. A packed show. What's going on in the market, and what do you have for the financial advice before we get going here today?
Well, we're filled in calls like always, and we appreciate our listeners and our subscribers pretty much just calling us and seeing what to do. And it's unfortunate, but I have to talk people off the cliff right now. Don't go and sell your IRAs and cash them out and buy silver. We're getting a lot of calls because people are really, really scared that maybe the military is running the government or, you know, the stock market is going to hell in a handbasket. we need to kind of relax a little bit and make sure that we're not listening to our pro Biden advisor.
Yeah.
And we're not listening to the fake media and the financials. Let me tell you this, in 2008, Stu, you should have seen them. They were like CNN weathermen. Oh my God. There's a hurricane coming. Hurry, die. You're going to die if you stay. Take your kids. They did the same thing in the financials in 2008. They said, oh my God, the world's ending. You know, cash out. And people cashed out. And then they missed all the upswings. So it's important to stay calm.
And it's important to put your financial future into the hands of a qualified independent fiduciary who's not a pro-Biden conglomerate franchise big box financial advisor. You're an independent fiduciary, which means that you can dissect my situation, my personal, everything that surrounds me, how many kids that I have, how long I've been on the job, how much money I already have put aside, whether right. I want cryptocurrencies or precious metals or stocks, bonds, 401ks, right. self-employment pension plans. You can build something custom around me. And also, Cortez Wealth Management is the home of the America First Retirement Plan. As you know, I got a packed show and I got to get going, but make sure that you call them today in the office, 813-448-3446, or visit them online at CortezWM.com. PC Radio starts right now.
Attention, liberal snowflakes. Caught you listening again.
Well, you happen to have caught me in a moment of self-pleasure.
Stewie and Richie, the patriotically correct radio show, is on the Warrior Radio Network.
Well, back in September of 2020, I discussed George Floyd's death. I was called a racist and a bigot, of course, for predicting that radicals were going to use his death to insert communism in America. I was a tinfoil hat. I was an insensitive a-hole, a jaded and cynical prick, a Trump-supporting bootlicker, a radical Republican. And what kind of a jerk would politicize such a tragedy immediately following the racist murder of a black man that had been oppressed by systemic racism in America and fallen victim to a planned, orchestrated, and coordinated attack by a white supremacist called Derek Chauvin? So how far away from reality did I really get with that report? Well, to logically and realistically look at America before the overdose death of the career criminal, home-invading, drug-abusing, violent thug, the only way that we can objectively compare now versus then or assess the accuracy of those predictions would be to use facts instead of feelings, truth over lies, actuality as opposed to fantasy, and then decide for ourselves. We'd have to recognize that the reporting of the media is the most crucial part of the integral plan of the globalists with an agenda to force division into our country, overthrow and topple the entire political system, lock everybody down, silence any opposition, disarm and jail anyone that disagrees, and force total subservience to the government. So starting with Minneapolis, every major democratically controlled city in America has been riddled with violence, destruction, and chaos. That's fact. Autonomous zones have allowed radical criminal anarchists to freely roam the streets, victimize innocent residents in their neighborhoods, burn and destroy businesses, assault and assassinate police officers with little to no threat of arrest or criminal prosecution. That's a fact. Body camera footage from rookie officer Thomas Lane was leaked just a few weeks after the incident, which proved that George Floyd's death was not a racist murder, but that instead of being an innocent martyr for blacks across America, Floyd was instead a high and belligerent suspect engaging in his normal daily activity of thuggery and crime. And that when he was approached by police, he began telling officers immediately that he couldn't breathe due to the drugs that he ate. And then he proceeded to resist arrest for nearly 10 minutes. These are the facts. The autopsy report from the official Hennepin County Medical Examiner backed those facts, showed that Floyd did not die from asphyxiation or trauma, but that his heart exploded due to what the coroner referred to as, quote, lethal amounts of fentanyl, meth, heroin in his system. Those are the facts. Construction has already started on and around Lake Street in the South Minneapolis neighborhood, where huge corridors of public housing are rapidly being built to create absentee ballot mills. The radicals that hate America want to control the vote in Minnesota and across the country to choke out any America First conservatives that remain, dismantle police departments, distract away from the criminal activity of themselves, of installed government representatives, and push through cheat by mail for the Democrats. The insurgents that used to carry out the radical agenda are those that are now paid people to do it, plain and simple. Whether or not you wish to believe it, there are so many people that have nothing to lose. Miserable people with a hopeless outlook will do literally almost anything for money. And then the rest of the plan is carried out by easily influenced, uneducated, and ignorant followers that just want to be a part of something, feeling like they're making a difference, falling victim to the psychological operational tactics of the fascists that's been carefully designed by the elites that sit at this global round table. This isn't hyperbole. This is fact. And it's really dangerous. What makes it the most dangerous is that lawlessness is becoming law. Crime is being legalized. And anyone that was independently stable will be forced to their knees, have everything taken from them, crushed, and forced into compliance, or they'll pay. They'll lose their business, their family, their freedom, or maybe even their life if they don't take a seat, sit down, and shut up. You will obey, or you will feel it. And it won't feel good. It'll hurt. Look at these organizations, the ones that I'm talking about. Where does their funding come from? Who organizes the efforts of people like CARE, Black Lives Matter, Black Bloc, the Youth Liberation Front, Sojourners, Occupy Wall Street, and the rest of these front organizations that run cover for the Communist Party in America? It's important that we look at the domestic terror group called Antifa, because in order to know the future, we have to understand our history. Their history is also extremely important. They're an extremist militant group started in 1932 by the Communist Party in Germany, and it has now become the enforcement arm of the left wing right here in America. Doesn't that strike you as alarming? I'm not lying. I'm not making it up. Look at photographs for yourself. I'm not associating the group with Democrats for shock value. Keith Ellison proudly published a selfie holding the Antifa handbook and pushed it out all over social media for the world to see, to whom he declares his allegiance. And it's important to know that there was a history between Floyd and Keith Ellison. Floyd had previous connections with the Minnesota State Attorney General, as well as Senator Amy Klobuchar, CARE, Hollywood, and yes, to Derek Chauvin. And it doesn't stop there. Dante Wright is dead now after being shot by a Brooklyn Center police officer, allegedly. And George Floyd's girlfriend just revealed that she was Wright's teacher in high school. But this is all just coincidence, right? If connections are important, it's probably really important that you know that Keith Ellison and Ilhan Omar go way back. She's one of Ellison's creations. Their relationship has deep roots. Ellison and Omar used the same campaign manager. Omar later married that campaign manager for spousal privilege, but that's none of my business, right? We shouldn't care that Omar also married her gay brother for the purpose of immigration fraud. And it's just by freak accident that Keith Ellison's son, Jeremiah, was running the Minneapolis City Council at the time of George Floyd's death and is now pushing for the disbandment completely of the Minneapolis Police Department. It's worth mentioning that Ellison converted to Islam in law school. He called for reparations and a completely separate country for black people right here in America. He defended cop killers in his writings under his previous name, Keith Hakeem Muhammad X. History matters. And if it doesn't, well, then maybe you should ask yourself, why the sudden push for the removal of history books in your child's classroom? Why remove and tear down historical monuments and statues that remind us about objective facts and occurrences in the United States that directly reflect on who we are today? Why attack the Constitution? Most importantly, the First and Second Amendments that allow us to recognize this, speak out against it, and then defend ourselves from the tyrants responsible for installing it. Nobody has researched this more than investigative journalist Miriam Hanin. Best known for directing the award-winning film Vanishing of the Bees and blowing the whistle on Bayer, it's important to note that YouTube deleted her video entitled Fentanyl Floyd, a multi-labored psyop, accusing her of spreading medical disinformation. Was that because she stated that George Floyd had fentanyl in his blood, even though she's citing medical examiner Andrew Baker's actual autopsy report? The video had been online for months. Interestingly, it wasn't deleted until during the television jury selection process. Hanin refuses to be silenced or have the true George Floyd narrative buried, and she joins us now. Miriam, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Hi, Stu. So well said. You encompassed a lot of the plot points in this multi-layered psyop.
Yeah, I mean, this trial is so important, Miriam, because the whole world is watching. They're watching because no matter the outcome, the communists win. I mean, if Chauvin is convicted of murder, our justice system falls. There becomes a complete absence of the rule of law. If he's acquitted of murder, the country burns and the police stand down. They do nothing, allowing innocents to be victimized and force their subservience to the state. Am I right?
Yes. I saw very early on that the prosecution, the state, and the defendant are so diametrically opposed that it's almost like it's designed for acquittal. And I mean, to even venture that this is in any way an impartial jury, you'd have to go try it on a different planet. Who doesn't know about George Floyd? And yet the Cahill, Judge Peter Cahill, refused to move it to another county and did not sequester the jury. And early on, when we had the announcement of the $27 million settlement, which, like you know, you said, Jeremiah is part of the, sits on the council, and it was approved. How is that not disruptive? And then you have Benjamin Crump doing what he does, which is lie, and say that it's a horrific torture. It's like a broken telephone. And the media, the mainstream media, is totally complicit. They're making sure that information is missing. And people are basing justice on their emotions rather than looking at the facts, because the facts have been hidden. And what is the real story here? Who's running this counterfeit, not only bill operation, money operation, but also counterfeit pills? And then you conveniently have Maurice Lester Hall plead the fifth, because he would be tried for third degree murder, and it would totally dismantle the state's argument. They could have given him immunity, correct, to get his, and Ellison, Nelson has one, is one person. The state is what, a team of 10 or 12?
Yeah.
And Keith Ellison is on an early, we spoke about this briefly yesterday, is Michael Freeman, who was supposed to be on the case, gave a presser and stated that there was other evidence, and he was quickly removed.
Yeah,
and
so Keith, for those Ellison of you who don't know, that are just, you're somewhere else in the country or don't know the specifics on this or the particulars, you know that George Floyd is dead, Derek Chauvin is on trial. Michael Freeman, that Miriam Hanin is referring to here, is the head county attorney in Hennepin County. He is the county attorney here in Hennepin County. Now, he was dismissed and pulled away from this case after he said, I'm struggling putting a case together. He had watched the entirety of the body cam footage that we later had access to when it was leaked. Ellison knew what was on those tapes. Chief Madaria Arredondo knew what was on those tapes. Michael Tim Freeman Walls. Also knew what was on those tapes. Amy Klobuchar, Governor Tim Walz knew what was on, Mayor Jacob Frey. They all knew what was on those body camera tapes, and they intentionally covered it up. It had to be leaked. And once it was leaked, we saw why Hennepin County Michael Freeman, attorney Michael Freeman said, I'm struggling to put together a murder case. I'm struggling to put together any kind of a criminal case at all. Against Derek Chauvin or any of the officers that were there present. And so, yeah, but yet here we go.
So the fact that they sat on the footage until the damage was done, and you consider a 5-mile radius along Lake Street, how is that also due process? Innocent until
proven mention
guilty.
Due process. We just saw a city manager fired for suggesting that due process should be given to somebody, an officer in Brooklyn Center who just shot and killed a black person. We don't know all of the details surrounding that. But due process, Miriam, you know, is racist, and we don't do that here.
Right. And the justice system, there is no justice. This is a sham show. This is a theatrical trial. And we'll see what happens next week. But to go back, also Andrew Baker, who is a medical examiner who's been with Hennepin since 2004. And then you find out that two commissioners literally said he caused, quote, irreparable damage to the black community. Why? Because he did his job, because he ran a toxicology, because he didn't toe the line with the narrative. And then you could see when he's on the stand, I feel probably his hands are tied of what he can say and cannot say. But you have the actual prosecution witnesses disagreeing with themselves. You have all this, like a litany of experts, but the actual dude who examined the body is saying something different. This is a farce.
Yeah.
It's a farce.
I could go outside right now and say that the sky is blue. And if the sky is blue, but that would be advantageous for the truth. I mean, that is the truth. I could represent the truth no matter what it is. It can be glaring you right in the face, Miriam. Right in the face. These are the facts. But these people feel that they're entitled to a certain set of facts because their feelings, because of feelings, because of emotion, because of the division, because of the psychological operation that is being perpetuated on these people. It doesn't matter what the truth is anymore. They will tell you, no, you are not seeing what your eyes tell you that they are seeing. You will not hear what your ears are telling you to be true. This is the truth. Listen, sit down, shut up, and obey.
And early on, this whole also, it's in the video. Just watch the video. It's on with, you could see with your own two eyes. Have we forgot about movie magic? This is also a ridiculous thing. Just because you see it, that there's nothing else going on, when there was pieces of footage that were left on the cutting room floor so that you couldn't see that George Floyd is a professional criminal junkie. And even that, instead of positioning him as a criminal, he is a struggling victim of opiate addiction.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong that this man, Cahill early on said, you can't make any likeness to Jesus Christ. And Joey Biden said that he has been more influential, George Floyd, than Martin Luther King. That this is such insanity. And what exactly is race when Alexander Kang, another officer, is black? And you could see the officers cordially interacting with other black bystanders. It's baloney to just react out of emotion. And that's what they're banking on. And we know that riots around the corner, they've already started.
Yeah. Yeah. And the timing is really convenient too, with another tragedy near North Minneapolis there in Brooklyn Center. So the pump has been primed, as they say. And so now there's going to be just, I think it's going to be like rioting on steroids. What you would have seen in the absence of a Dante Wright encounter with Brooklyn Center Police Department before he resisted arrest, before he attempted to flee or dive back into a vehicle to grab who knows what and do God knows what. Only the people that were there have that information. But the climate is rich for complete chaos, total anarchy, and the continued perpetuation of division here in America. And the epicenter is right here where we are in Minneapolis. Nobody has done a better job of covering this thing than you. Where can people find more of your discovery, Miriam?
Well, I'm working on a book, and I have a Telegram channel called Truth Lives Here. I'm not so much on Twitter since the deadly insurrection. I've lost thousands and thousands of followers. Yeah. And also on Gab, I'm Lady B.
All right. And we have the cover of the book here as well. And we're going to check back in with you as this thing progresses. Now, closing arguments are to begin, what, Monday?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then the trial for the other officers is in August. So we'll see what happens with that if he is acquitted.
Yeah. Miriam Hanin, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate all of your hard work and integrity in journalism, as it seems to fail to exist everywhere else. Thank you so much. Every day, folks, I come here and I tell you great things about Ver Forever. They're an America First company. They're an America-owned company. They're a Patriot-owned company. They're a veteran-owned company. The highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices. CBD does great things for you. It helps you with your physical pain. It helps you with mental issues, stress, anxiety, PTSD, ADHD, allergies, migraine, headaches, muscles, ligaments, joints, all of those things. So what else do I have to tell you other than to go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now and check out the great products from Ver Forever? They are all of those things. I didn't know anything about CBD before I knew about Verve, but if I was doing my CBD business with somebody else and then later found out that I could be doing business with a veteran-owned company called Verve Forever, well, I would do it. So trash that CBD company you're already doing business with and come over to Verve Forever, folks. We are patriots and we stick together. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now to do business with a veteran-owned, United States-sourced CBD holistic and natural way to deal with your physical and mental things that you're dealing with. CBD from Verve Forever, AmericaFirstOil.com. Go there right now, folks. AmericaFirstOil.com. Well, yesterday on Patriotically Correct, Dr. Jane Ruby broke news on this platform, revealing the truth that the mainstream lying fake news media and that little troll, Dr. Fauci, the highest paid federal employee in our country, won't tell you. They're lying intentionally. They're hiding the truth about negative side effects and so-called implications for the COVID vaccine, and they're going to make your life a living hell if you should resist the jab. We already know that anyone that doesn't immediately obey will be subject to a lifelong lockdown, a sentence to solitary confinement, limited family gatherings, and be forced to muzzle yourself with a mask for an eternity. With all that being said, we turn now to a rare perspective of truth, something that's hard or almost impossible to find anywhere nowadays, as we welcome in Deanna Lorraine for Shots Fired. Deanna?
A rare truth, because when you do speak the truth, you're banned, you're censored, you're jailed, you're arrested at this point. Yeah, so today they just came out with all these fake studies, right? They're saying, oh, don't worry about all the blood clots and death and side effects with these new vaccines, because guess what? You're still at a greater risk for catching the coronavirus and dying from it than dying from a vaccine or from a blood clot in a vaccine. It's ridiculous. And yet they also came out with the fact today that over 5,800 cases of people who have gotten the vaccine fully vaccinated are still catching the coronavirus. And that's the reported cases. We know those numbers are totally jilted. It's just ridiculous, and it's just the biggest smear job ever, the biggest twisting job. But I will tell you from a personal experience, I just had a friend last week who's a flaming liberal, mind you, from California. Her dad had to be resuscitated because he had just taken the vaccine. And 2 days later, he had an enormous blood clot. He was in a coma for a couple of days, actually. And he had to be resuscitated. And he just came out of the hospital. And he is not someone that's anti-vax or anything like that. But he is still not seeing that the link is between the vaccine and the fact that he was in perfectly good health. And then he was hospitalized, had a heart aneurysm, and had to get resuscitated. And these are people that I know personally. Now, are you telling me that there's no link between the vaccine with perfectly good, healthy people and blood clots and cerebral palsy, Bell's palsy, and anything else that they're saying at us? But it doesn't matter, because why even get the vaccine is you still have to wear a mask, you still have to social distance, you can't hug your family members or friends, and you still can't travel with getting it without getting a COVID test. I'll just tell you really quick, when I got to the Bahamas here last week, I'm here for work. Before I got here, we were in the airport and they stopped a guy because he said, wait, why do I have to get a COVID-19 vaccine shot? I already have the vaccine. I've been fully vaccinated. My wife and you have been fully vaccinated. But yet they said, no, you can't go to the Bahamas. You still need to get a negative COVID test result to show to us. It didn't matter. So this poor cuck is out there crying and saying, oh, no, I took a whole week off of work. I can't go to the Bahamas. They said, no, you have to go back, get a COVID negative test, which will take 3 days, and then find a new flight to go back to the Bahamas. It is ridiculous. And here on the most remote island, nobody is not wearing masks. Everyone from children to two-year-olds, they're all still wearing masks. This infection, which is the virus of misinformation and a psyop, the biggest history ever, has been successful, unfortunately, because everyone's wearing masks, everyone's getting the vaccine, no matter if there's any link at all to science or whether it's even, you still have to wear a mask, you can't even do anything that you were supposed to do before. Doesn't matter how many people are dying, Stu, they're still going to get it, and it's been effective, it's been successful.
I don't know what I find more hard to believe about what you just said, whether it's that people are really taking the vaccine or whether it's that you're friends with a flaming liberal.
These are friends from college that, you know what I mean? When you're in California, you're going to have to be friends with some liberals, right? It's just sort of a matter of fact, when you go to California, you're going to be friends with some liberals, and I still have some leftovers. But the fact is, even those people who have, you know, friends or family members who've had complications because of COVID, they're still not quite seeing the link.
So this guy has this blood clot. He has the vaccine. He's never had any adverse, like he's never had any, nothing. No underlying health conditions, no previous stuff, no diagnoses, nothing like that. He's never had problems, pulmonary problems before, never cardio problems, anything like this. He gets the vaccine and all of a sudden he's got blood clots. He's hospitalized. He's in the high, and yet we don't connect the dots. We don't put two and two together and come up with four. I mean, this is just an indication of the sheeple effect that has been perpetuated, the greatest hoax other than a completely fraudulent and stolen election to ever be perpetuated on the American people. And we saw this thing, Deanna, coming when this thing was still in Wuhan, China, before it ever came here. I was one of these tinfoil hats. I was one of these racist conspiracy theorists, Trump-supporting bootlickers that said, watch, Nancy Pelosi and these radical progressive communists are going to find a way to politicize this virus, and it's going to impact our freedom. This thing is going to shut us down. The recession, the Trump economy was booming too much. They had to instill something because impeachment, false, fake, phony hoax. Sorry, I'm just pissed off here. Number one didn't work. The Steele dossier didn't work. The bought and paid for Hillary Clinton political opposition bought and paid for fake dossier didn't work. The FBI lying Jim Comey and all of his cronies over there at the FBI and in our federal intelligence agencies that Obama employed, by the way, to illegally spy on President Trump. Still no fallout from that. And phony fake impeachment hoax number two didn't work. And so I said they're going to have to do something to complete a successful coup d'etat. The political assassination of Donald Trump is going to happen, and this virus is going to instill vote by mail, absentee voting, early voting. They're going to do it. They're going to get it. They're going to win. We predicted all of this. Nobody listened. And look what's happening now.
It's a COVID coup. That's the only way you can explain it. It was a COVID coup and it was very successful. Look at all the areas that impacted. Look at how it's restructured society and had normal, otherwise functioning adults put a diaper over themselves.
I know.
And lock themselves up voluntarily in their own homes and say, I'm sorry, Grandma, I can't see you for Christmas.
And
I'm
then
sorry, I'm afraid I'm gonna get
you watch the virtue signaling that takes place from this leftist, whacked out fake news media. Look at Chris Cuomo, this dumb idiot, actually faking a reemergence in a society from his basement. We don't know that just 2 weeks ago you were out at some bar assaulting somebody, getting in their face, acting like the rude and belligerent prick that you are. We saw it. Do you forget that there's like audio and video recording devices out here? Do they not know that, or do they really believe their own lies?
I think it actually is they believe their own lies, and which is more insidious, they're that arrogant because they've gotten this level of arrogance. They've gotten away with so much. And it is our own damn fault too, Stu. We have believed so damn much. We've been so gullible. But they have gotten away with so much that their arrogance is up to here.
And it's their narcissism. Their narcissism. If I do this, you're going to do it. Because that's what I do. I turn on my TV every day to find out what Chris Cuomo is doing so I can make my decisions. Does Don Lemon think that this was a racist murder of another black victim that's fallen victim to this systemic racism in law enforcement, right?
Right.
His
Don
opinion
Lemon
really matters to me.
To a white guy,
right.
By the way.
Yes. I know.
It's all and Kamala Harris, who's married to a white man, by the way.
Yeah.
All of these people are shaming us for our racist, inherent racism and everything. Yet they're the ones living in the all white neighborhoods and marrying the all white men.
And they are subservient to white people. The people that are saying how we're owed reparations because we've been victims of slavery and oppression for so long. Well, then, Don Lemon, why are you still a yes man that refuses to leave the plantation while you take orders from whitey, rich, entitled white people over at CNN?
Right, exactly. The narcissism, you hit on that. It's at an extreme high. Because we no longer trust faith. We used to trust God or trust faith, but now we trust science. So these fake scientists that are paraded around, like Anthony Fauci, 5'4" Anthony Fauci, he is our new God, if you've noticed. And people parroting it over and over again, random people on the street, I've polled, and they just say insistently, trust science, I trust science, I trust science. Like, it's a cult. It really is a cult. And Fauci is their new cult leader. Fauci is their new God. And the science is their new gospel. It's really maniacal, but it's unbelievable how well they've gotten away with it. In just a year's time, they've eroded any more logical thinking. They've eroded common sense, thrown it out the window. And again, we have normal people saying, I took a week off of work to go to the Bahamas, for crying out loud, and now I have to go home like a good little cuck,
obey,
a good little slave,
yep,
and get my negative COVID test,
yep,
because even though I got fully vaccinated like they told me I should, I still can't take my trip to Bahamas because I have to show them a little piece of paper that says I got a negative COVID test.
The word that you said, cult. Whenever I hear the word cult, for some reason, my brain, I automatically picture Waco, Texas. I automatically picture David Koresh. I automatically picture the way that ended with the FBI and the fire and all of these people that worshipped him dying and realizing in the aftermath that this was just a fake dude, nothing to believe in. We all paid the ultimate price. We lost our loved ones because they fell victim to this lie of David Koresh. The same thing is going to happen with all of you cultist members that believe in Anthony Fauci and all of the criminal lies that support his enrichment and the power and subservience, the control and the installation of communism and totalitarianism in the United States. And that's fact. Shots fired. Truth is really, really hard to come by. I mean, you really have to use a magnifying glass to look for that thing. I'm telling you, it's whether you're looking at the vaccine or how George Floyd died, what the truth is behind officers in Brooklyn Center, who's going to the border, who's doing what, who's in the White House, who's running this country. The only way to find the truth is, well, stick with people like me. Go to redvoicemedia.com or The National File. Patrick Holley joins us daily for the Intel Brief, where some truth and integrity in journalism takes place. Patrick, good afternoon.
Stu, well, you will be pleased to know that the border czar, Kamala Harris, the vice president, the border czar, she will not be going to the border. When asked if she would be going to the border, she laughed and revealed that she has some kind of plan cooked up with the presidents of Mexico and Guatemala. So she will be going to Guatemala, but not to the U.S. southern border.
I have talked with the president of Mexico, the president of Guatemala. We have, well, I'm probably saying too much, but we have plans in the work to go to Guatemala. As soon as possible.
Wasn't she laughing on the tarmac outside of the airplane the other day, too, talking about, I'm not going to the border today. I mean, I've been there before. I might go there again.
So, of course, instead of going down to the border during the human trafficking crisis, Kamala is going to go down to Guatemala, ostensibly to encourage more migration into the United States. And she thinks that's funny because the illegal immigration, of course, is what props up her regime, which is being protected by a fence around the U.S. Capitol. Meanwhile, Jerry Nadler, the Penguin from Batman Returns, had his thoughts on the Supreme Court.
As our country has grown, so too to the Supreme Court. 13 justices for 13 circuits is a logical progression. And that is another reason why I'm glad to join my colleagues in introducing the Judiciary Act of 2021 to establish the Supreme Court size as 13. That's a nice number. It matches. It's not a nice number. It's a proper number. It matches the number of circuits as it has historically. And it also will enable us to do justice and to rectify the great injustice that was done in packing the court. And some people will say we're packing the court. We're not packing it. We're unpacking it. Senator McConnell and the Republicans packed the court over the last couple of years, as Senator Markey outlined. So this is a reaction to that.
Okay, so this is a reaction. The unpacking of the court takes packing of the court. So we have to add more justices in order to unpack the court, which was packed by Senator McConnell and the Republicans. Are you following along?
Well, the only thing that's packed is Jerry Nadler's clown suit. The man looks like somebody who spills soup on himself. He has a giant pants that go up to his nipples, and it's very noticeable. I think it makes us a laughing stock on the world stage when foreign leaders see Jerry Nadler's clown pants. But you know, look, Jerry Nadler is a guy who is going to be probably going up against his own party's leadership on this. Nancy Pelosi has signaled that she's not planning to take this to a floor vote at this time, and so this is something the Democrats are planning to do, but you know, there's going to be a lot of public opposition to this. So it's unclear if they're going to get it done. And again, they have not gotten
just
a lot
can't
of stuff
get done.
Done
I mean, it absolutely can't get done. Packing the court, HR1, these two things alone will end our republic. It will be responsible for the complete fall of America. When America goes dark, it'll be the darkest country the world has ever seen. And this is a huge part of it. This absolutely has to be stopped. There's no hope for the future of the United States if the court expands from 9 to 13 and this HR1 thing passes. If you have previously enjoyed freedom, any ounce or shred of the illusion of individual liberty, you might as well grab the closest canoe raft or put something together to float the hell away from here, because it's gone.
Well, it hasn't passed yet. And so, you know, obviously we got to make sure that the Republicans and others are going to be able to hold these people accountable. And, you know, at this time, it looks like Pelosi is counter signaling against this. So meanwhile, Sleepy Joe Biden has announced, well, his handlers have announced new sanctions on Russia today in response to the SolarWinds hack. They're blaming the Russians for a SolarWinds hack. But, you know, the New York Times wasn't very definitive about whether or not Russia had actually did this. They simply said that U.S. intel thought that it could have been Russia. Well, we know how reliable the New York Times is. U.S. intel is now walking back today the claim that was put in the New York Times that Russia was taking out bounties on U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Here is President Trump's former national security advisor back in 2020, Robert O'Brien, talking about the damage that the New York Times' bad journalism did.
Tell you one thing, the person who decided early on whether the president should be briefed on this in the Oval, in the Oval Intelligence Briefing, was his career, senior career civil servant, a CIA officer. And she made that decision because she didn't have confidence in the intelligence that came up. We get raw intelligence and tactical intelligence every day. Hundreds of pieces of intelligence coming every day, thousands of pieces of intelligence coming a week. She made that call. And you know what? I think she made the right call. And so I'm not going to criticize her. And knowing the facts that I know now, I stand behind that call. Now, unfortunately, as I mentioned before, because someone decided to leak this intelligence while we were trying to get to the bottom of it, that may never be possible now. And that's a shame. And whoever the leaker is should be really ashamed.
Patrick, do you think whoever the leaker is very ashamed?
I don't think they're very ashamed. I think they're probably going to get a book deal, and it's going to be on Oprah's book club. But the New York Times proves itself yet again to just be a total propaganda sheet for the deep state intel agencies who totally lie. And by the way, it made it a lot harder for U.S. troops in Afghanistan once the locals believed the false propaganda that there were bounties on these troops at all times from the Russians. Obviously, it became harder to carry out diplomacy. So yet again, the deep state undermining U.S. national security for their own petty election-related concerns.
For more stories like this, more integrity-filled journalism, and more investigative reveals, go to nationalfile.com for more from Patrick Hawley. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you being here. We heard from Carlos Cortez at the beginning of today's show. We've talked about the volatility of the market. We've talked about not selling everything off. Don't panic and go buy a bunch of precious metals. I gotta have a bunch of silver that I can hold on to. Put it in my gun safe along with No, folks, listen. I know that it's crazy out here. I know that you want to do crazy things. I know that you're looking yourself in the mirror, wondering to yourself, am I crazy? Stop, slow down, and call Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. I'm telling you, he's an independent fiduciary. He's a God-fearing patriot. He understands what the market is doing and why it's doing it. He's going to help you with your financial future, with what you have right now. He'll keep all of your investments right here in America, in the United States, safely guarded and protected with something that you're not going to just lose tomorrow, okay? So you owe it to yourself to call him today. 813-448-3446. Don't panic. Call Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management, home of the America First Retirement Plan. Just rolled it out. Brand new. It's innovative. He's pioneering this stuff for America First Patriots. Get online and go visit him right now. CortezWM.com or call him in his office. 813-448-3446. That's Cortez Wealth Management. 813-448-3446 or online at CortezWM.com. Well, Florida has been a mostly open state as Ron DeSantis has led the charge for freedom in America as the common sense pioneer for states across the country. But we still see corruption and tyranny in places like Broward County, for example, where parents have lost custody rights of their children. We interviewed Melanie Michael Joseph, who was the victim of the communist overreaching Judge Dale C. Cohen. Business owners have been jailed multiple times, lost their entire life savings and investments for failing to comply with county orders, despite the governor signing the Right to Work bill in that state. We also know, on the other hand, that President Donald Trump won big in Florida last November, and that victory was bolstered by a big win in Miami-Dade, a vote that Biden had hoped to secure, but of course failed miserably, giving us a little bit of hope. Hope is what is needed in the low-income and middle class in that section of the state, specifically among Cuban, Hispanic, and Black communities. Laverne Spicer has fed and clothed over a million families since starting Curly's House of Style in 2001. Think about that. A million families. She's been serving her community as an activist for many years. And now she's taking her love of community to the next level as she's announced her run for United States Congress, asking citizens of Florida's 24th District to send her to Washington, D.C. Laverne joins us now. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Stu, for inviting me on.
Of course. You know, we continue to see the left tell us that systemic racism is rampant in our country. But the numbers seem to suggest that minorities, specifically in Miami-Dade, feel differently. Are people seeing through these lies, Laverne?
I hope so, because right now we have a lot of Black conservatives that are running for Congress and also for different levels, you know, of government. And we all are doing our best to wake our communities up, because it's time for us to stop believing those lies. I mean, we're living in the 21st century, and so many opportunities that are available now for anybody that's willing to take advantage of those opportunities. Me, myself, you know, I'm a small business owner. I started years ago doing cosmetology, and then I worked my way up to becoming the business owner after my mentor, the love of my life, Curly passed. After she passed, I became the business owner of the shop. And also after she passed, I also started a nonprofit organization, which is all about her legacy of caring for the community. And it's about my legacy also giving back and helping people. So we can no longer live in this community, in this world, by having a victim mentality. If you're willing to believe in yourself, you have that Nike theory and just do it. Whatever it is that you would like to do business-wise, you go about it and you do it. And you can, if you believe it, you can achieve it. So we can no longer have that victim mentality and think it's all a racist thing. It's not the white man's problem. It all begins with that man in the mirror. It's the man in the mirror, the one that you look at every day, yourself. So if you're being held back, it's because of what you're putting in your mind and what you're telling yourself. You have to be willing to empower yourself to do the right thing, to also want to take care of yourself and your family. You can't do that standing on the corner, you know?
Yeah. You know, you're speaking
a
lot about
ambitious these days.
You're speaking a lot of common sense here, which is something that, you know, specifically your opponent is not really in touch with reality. But after you've been in an elected position for nearly a decade or over 10 years, serving the same constituents while not really caring about your own constituents, really more involved with your own power and self-enrichment. Is that kind of how you would explain Frederica?
Yes, of course. You know, as you know, still common sense isn't common anymore.
Yes.
You know, and they are, you know, a lot of times after they've been in this chair, after those seats for so long, they become celebrities, you
That's
know,
right. Yeah.
And it becomes all about the self-enrichment thing. And it's no longer about serving their constituents that voted to put them in those seats. It's all about me, my posse, my partners in crime, and what we're going to do to and keep our, you know, keep our pot getting larger and our pot getting bigger. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's like bump the communities, and those communities also reflect that. When you look at Baltimore, Baltimore is operated by primarily Blacks. All of their elected officials are Blacks. So what is their excuse? It's no racism there. When you have Blacks running your whole the state of Baltimore, the city of Baltimore, that is. So, you know, what's their excuse?
Right. Same thing in Chicago, and we see this all over the place. The lies.
What's their excuse?
The lies, they're just lies. And so,
and in Chicago, being that you mentioned that, Stu, in Chicago, on any given weekend, you have over 60 people that are murdered.
Yeah.
That are taking place. But what do we see with that? We see no outrage, no Black Lives Matter, none of that.
That's right. So let's,
you know,
go to your, let's
really
go to Miami-Dade.
What is going on with this systemic racism? What is that really
right.
all about?
Well, let's talk about the news right now. Around the country, it looks grim. You're talking about, you know, 60 people getting shot and killed over a holiday weekend in Chicago. But let's talk about Miami-Dade, right where you are. The news, specifically in democratically controlled areas, Miami-Dade, no exception. I'm looking at the screen here. 21 minutes ago, breaking news about surveillance video showing the fatal shooting of a 21-year-old young man. 2 hours ago, another headline reads, quote, bullet kills sleeping 7-year-old boy. Your opponent has been weak on law and order. What is your stance on the funding of the police and the whole defund movement and all that?
Well, the way I feel about it, you know, everybody want to say get rid of the police. But as you see, especially with when they raided the Capitol, I bet you they wanted the first people that they wanted to call was the police. You know, when in my district, of course, it's a high crime area. So, you know, I mean, we can't just get rid of the police. We cannot do that. So, I mean, we have to look at other ways. We have to just have a broader picture, look at a broader view of what needs to take place overall. And I don't think getting rid of the police is the answer.
Yeah. You look at places like New York, specifically in Syracuse, where this defund movement has taken place. Here in the city of Minneapolis, where I am, it's on fire, of course, right now, in the wake of another shooting here of a criminal, a guy carrying guns, chasing the fast cash. You know, I mean, and I'm not suggesting that that somehow negates the tragedy of his death. But what I'm saying is that personal responsibility, the actions that lead there, you choose to die by the sword when you live by the sword. Am I right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. And the police can't do it alone.
That's right.
You know, they need our help. One of the problems in the Black community is that people see things, but they don't want to report it. They don't want to get involved. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, the no snitching policy.
In other communities, if anything happens, those people are going to pick up the phone and dial, and they're going to report any suspicious activity that they see taking place.
Well, your opposition is full of hypocrisy. Everybody from the left side of the aisle, you look at somebody like Nancy Pelosi, you look at Rashida Tlaib, members of this so-called squad, Ilhan Omar, and these other people, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, talking about how bad police are, how bad guns are. We should eliminate it all. We should get rid of it, abolish everything. But like you said, you pointed it out, at the Capitol, they haven't talked about defunding the Capitol Police. Nancy Pelosi lives behind a big wall, but yet she says walls are racist, specifically referring to Donald Trump's wall at the border of our country. You know, Rashida Tlaib has armed security guards, so does Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but yet they want to get rid of guns. They want rules for thee, but not for me, is basically right. The theory of the left, and your opponent is no different than that. Some final thoughts from you as we get going here.
Well, my final thoughts is, first of all, I would like to say thank you, Governor Ron DeSantis, for fighting for the state of Florida and for keeping these small business open, because that is so important, especially now, because as a small business owner, all those months that our businesses were closed, our rent was still due. We still had a light bill to pay. So all the bills were still due. Your family still was hungry. You still had to pay your rent. So thank you, DeSantis, for keeping Florida open and continuing to fight for the state of Florida. I'm so proud of you, and I'm glad to say that you are my governor. And also on that note, you know, I am a fighter. I've always been a fighter. One thing that I have always noticed since I've been here in Miami, because originally I am from North Carolina, but since I've been in Miami, I've seen little to no change in my district. And my district is not ran or operated by any white commissioner or any state white state representative or any of that. All of the people in office representing my district basically are Black people. So in my district, it's been little to no change. As you pointed out, it's a high crime district. You know, we see a couple of weeks ago, we had a 6-year-old kid in my district that got shot, you know, and sadly enough, after this, you know, people come out, they have the candlelight vigils, and, you know, it's such a sad situation. But after that, what?
They forget about it, and nothing is done about
nothing
it.
Nothing is said.
That's right.
You know, but if it's a police involved shooting,
yeah,
then, you know, all whatever breaks loose.
And Black lives do matter. That's not just something that we say. That's something that we really believe. However,
but all aligning, lives matter.
That's right.
All lives matter.
That's right. And you aligning know, with a political group matter. Or a movement, I mean,
so
these people are burning cities down.
Allow the liberals and the Democratic Party to continue to divide us as people and to continue pushing their racist war systemic agenda. Yeah. It's time out for that.
Man,
we need to be able to see through the what's the nice term to put it? Through the crowd.
Yeah.
We need
there you
to
go.
Be able to see through the crowd. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be politically correct.
Hey, I hear you. I hear you. Don't self-censor on this program.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's no sense. Okay.
You know,
we need to be able to see through that BS.
Yeah.
And it's time to wake up and stop going for the okie doke, people. It's time to wake up and stop going for that. And look at the larger picture. You know, I was watching a documentary the other day, and it was showing that how in the early 1900s, it was more, you know, before the welfare system was put in place, Black families were together. You had the mother, the father, the baby. We had a family, okay? The welfare system divided that. You know, it brought in the division because the woman, the Black woman, no longer needed the man, because the Democrats put, now we're giving you a check. We're giving you a place to stay. You're going to be taken care of. Just keep the man out of the home. Just keep them out.
Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about the real problem in most of these impoverished black ghettos is, and I'm just going to say it how it is fatherless homes. There's no fatherless homes. That's right. There's no consistent influence of positivity in a young man's life, specifically on the south side of Chicago, the north side of Minneapolis, Miami-Dade in Florida, Baltimore, as you mentioned, Portland, Oregon, all these places that are seeing that you're seeing all this systematic violence and chaos and burning and looting and violence and racism. Yes, is in all of these democratically controlled cities, and it's no secret. If you want to support Laverne Spicer, go to vote Laverne Spicer for Congress. Congress.com. Yes. Thank you, dear, so much for joining us. You know, I'd love to come down and just have a barbecue with you because I could talk to you all day long. Have a great day, dear.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Folks, if you have a story that you think we need to be talking about, something that the media is not talking about, please send me a private and encrypted email at stupeters@protonmail.com. Again, that's stupeters@protonmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media everywhere. I'm on Twitter @RealStuPeters, at Parler @RealStuPeters, on Gab @RealStuPeters, in Telegram @t.me/StuPeters. You can find these programs on demand anywhere that you find your favorite podcast, or find us on Mojo50. That's the station to search iHeartRadio. If you have time to catch us weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 6 p.m. Eastern. Until that time, tomorrow, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radar!